ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथां वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो गौरकिशोराय भक्तावधूतमूर्ते गौराङ्गीपद्मभृङ्गाय राधाभावनिसेविने Thirubhav or Disappearance Day, Bhutana Kadarshi, Srila Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj, who's the Guru Dev of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and intimate associate of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Babaji, based in the line of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Srila Guru Maharaj tells us that Srila Babaji Maharaj, he lived in Vrindavan after taking Babaji Vaish for some 32 years. Taking the name in seclusion. And appearing as an avadut, as Guru Maharaj says in that pranam. But Radha Bhavani Shevine, he's not a practitioner trying to elevate himself by his spiritual practices, but rather his interior is wholly given over to the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Meditation, as Guru Maharaj is not dimahi. It doesn't mean abstract meditation. Like the current stereotype. People think they're sitting doing nothing and thinking about something mentally, a mental plane. But di, as in dimayi, means buddhi. Using the intelligence to serve. Because the Bhagavad's purpose is to take us to the domain of service, the service domain. Why is so opposed to the conventional conception of mukti or liberation? Like, they always say, rest in peace. When someone, may he rest in peace. That means no service, no activity, nothing. Even in Shakespeare's famous play, Hamlet, the line, you know, to be or not to be, etc. There's one in line there, I don't have it committed to memory, but paraphrasing where he says, he starts talking about, if you leave, perchance to dream, and leave this world, and like, then he realizes he's saying, but then what dreams would you have if you're dead? So if you give up this world, you know, to chase a dream, what dreams will there be in that world? That's according to their conception. Muktir hit vanyata rupam swaropena vibhastiti. The Bhagavatam is not saying rest in peace. It's not saying concentrate yourself on what is that line probably from the 12th canon? Dhyana vasti tad gatena manasa pasyantiyam yogina. Dhyan doesn't mean this. So Gaurakishornas Babaji Maharaj, we understand through his bhajan, he's serving in the upper world. You may see here his divine form fully absorbed and internal culture. But there is in that internal culture, in the internal world, he is serving in his divine form. That's the substantial world. This world is insubstantial. That's why the Bhakta Avadut, Avadut has different meanings, but one is that dealing with apparently filthy or contaminated things, he is unaffected. So often when we hear about Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj, we will hear after leaving Vrindavan and going to Navadvip at some stage, because he is moving sometimes before staying with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that there was one, you know, outhouse that's like converted, according to my understanding. Still an outhouse, some little conversion. And he's doing his, we always think, you get the nice little bhajan kutir with the malati vine, you know. We hope. I mean, that is described in the poetry of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Nartam. And that's how we think. And that's also in the upper world. But Babaji Maharaj, he's doing his bhajan in an outhouse, a converted outhouse. And you think, why? You know, there must be some lingering stench that would make it utterly undesirable or intolerable. And when this was brought, this, every now and then people would come to understand in a world where everyone had come to dismiss so-called paramahansas as being charlatans. Still, some people understood there's this one real one, there's a real paramahansa in Navadvip, Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj. And some people made their way, they found how to come. Some out of curiosity, some out of earnestness. But when they would see where he is located, say, Babaji Maharaj, how can you tolerate the stench of this place? And he would say, that is an external thing. He's saying, but day after day in your lives, you're associating with so many mundane people. And he said, how can you tolerate the stench of their mentality? That's worse. This is physical, external. That's mental. It's less tolerable. This is more easy to tolerate. It gives some hint of what plane does he actually reside in. As if to deceive others, he's taking this position. And also to screen the insincere, to discourage, if they realize, if this is what it means to see him, I don't know if I want to go. So people who are not seriously interested in getting his association, they'll be discouraged. We see that almost as a pattern of this type of devotee. And Lokanath Goswami, Bhangshinath Babaji Maharaj, it's the opposite of the fledgling neophyte who craves distinction, who craves pratishtha, wants to be known. They're always concealing themselves. Prabhupada said once that some men came to see Babaji Maharaj and they're saying, Babaji Maharaj, give us your blessing. Give us your blessing. And he said, you want my blessing? And he said, then don't go back to Calcutta. Just stay here with me and chant Krishna Nam. And Prabhupada said, those men fled away. Said, if you really want my blessing, then stay here with me. Don't leave. We'll take Krishna Nam together. Forget about Calcutta, your life, your wife, your family, your all of that. As Guru Maharaj heard when he was approaching Srila Saraswati Thakur, Gaudiya Math, so it was around the time of Gaur Purnima, the festival was finished. Now it was time for everyone to, like, on the day when most people will be returning to their village or their homes. And then you would think you would say some pleasant, you know, departing words. And unexpectedly, Saraswati Thakur was saying, don't cheat me! And Guru Maharaj said, why is he saying that? I mean, you should be saying, it's like, have a safe trip, you know. It was nice that you could come. And instead, he's saying, don't cheat me! Why? I mean, because he said, how did we come together? Like everyone in the Krishna consciousness movement, that has been brought together by this mutual pursuit of, you know, practicing and preaching Krishna consciousness. Really? He's saying that for the most high divine purpose, we have come together. And now you're returning to that situation. He said, and I say to you, if news comes to you that your house is on fire, let it burn to the ground. Because it's that house and everything in it that's keeping you bound in this world. So Babaji Maharaj said, stay here with me. Take Krishna Nam. Forget about Calcutta. They're asking for his blessings. These are my blessings. That your mundane life will be ruined. I bless you. You're like, no, I mean, you said it'll be successful. No, I bless you. Your mundane life will be ruined, destroyed forever. Amen. That's real blessing. Yasyaham anugranami harishe tadanam shanai. Prabhupada laughed thinking of his own life, because in that verse, Parikit Maharaj had asked Sukadeva, why? It's perplexing that the Vishnu's consort is the goddess of fortune, and his leading followers generally are the Brahmins who are paupers. they're not financially well off. And Shiva, who wears nothing but ashes, his followers have so much wealth. So do I. You know, because that's not actually a blessing, material wealth. Srila Jiva Goswami said, why human life is so advantageous, even over life in the heavenly planets? As we sometimes say, well, you know, life in the heavenly planets seems like it'd be pretty good. Maybe too good, to the extent that one is so absorbed in the mundane as to be, to feel no urgency for spiritual culture. And not the sort of spiritual culture that enables one to live successfully within the material world. Narada chastised Vyasa for this very reason. He's saying, it's not your intention, but inadvertently, you've given impetus to people to remain bound. Right? If they think that mukti means, you know, rest in peace, do nothing forever with a smile on your face. I know. Gee, glad I don't have to do anything anymore, ever. Happy about that. Retirement. As when Janardhan Maharaj, his parents, they were worried about him as he was disinterested in mundane life. And he said to them at one point, what is the goal? They go, you know, you got to work, and then when you can work, he said, what is the goal of your work? And they said, you know, ultimately to retire. He said, I'm announcing my retirement today. I've achieved that goal. I'm retiring right now. And he retired from material existence. But that is why devotees find mukti, the conventional understanding of mukti, liberation, or just meaning eternal slumber, as horrifying. No service opportunity. Muktir hitvanyata rupam swaropena vivastiti. After he got the message from Narada, Vyasa wrote that. Real mukti, swaropena, swarup, in your swarup, in your divine form, full spectral range of sensual possibility, one can serve. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Rishikena, Rishikesha, sevanam, bhakti ruchate. As Narada told Rupa Goswami, anya bilashita shunam jnana karma janavitam anu kulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti rutama. So and after that, telling that story of how Babaji Maharaj asked those men to stay with him, take Krishnanam, and they fled. Prabhupada said, Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was a very humorous fellow. And known to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I mean, he reveres Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur reveres him. And when it is time But Bhaktivinoda Thakur's son, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, Bimala Prasad at the time, to take diksha, perhaps for more than one reason, one being not to countenance the idea that it is a bloodline, like Jata Goshai, father, son, that kind of thing. He sends Bimala Prasad, Saraswati Thakur, to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. By some accounts, we're told when Bimala Prasad encounters Babaji Maharaj, he is singing that song of Raghunath Das Goswami. It says, Muke Radha Radha Bole Beshe Nayanera Jali Radhe Radhe. And crawling on his hands and knees and Govardhan Radha Kunda, tears are streaming down his eyes, drenching his clothes. Those kind of tears. His clothes are drenched with his tears. And he's saying the name of Srimati Radharani, Radhe Radhe. That's why we reserve that for Raghunath Das Goswami and such Vaishnavas. Not in this holy month. not to casually take the name of Srimati Radharani. But Saraswati Thakur approaches him for initiation. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj says, I'll have to ask Mahaprabhu. Again, we can think, what plane does he live in? If he is not recognized by Vaishnavas such as Bhaktivinoda Thakur and others, then we might, what is this? But it's Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. As I've mentioned, the one lady, scholar, she did this scholarly study of all the so-called saints of Bengal. And with the caveat, she said that most of them, if not almost all of them, were, they have a group of supporters and detractors. For every person, you know, that thinks that they were divine or a Paramahansa, there's another 10 who think they were just totally bogus. But she's a scholar doing a study. But she says something interesting. She says, but there's this one Paramahansa who everyone is in agreement was the real thing. And there isn't one detractor. And his name is Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So even she discovered that by a scholarly academic assessment. And speaking of that outhouse, I mean, say it's just mentioned there, but that it was, some people observed that after he had left, that the bricks were vibrating Krishna Nam. It reminds us of Rasikananda and how Guru said he could affect the inanimate. It's one level to affect the animation, but for the inanimate, because andantarasam paramanu chayantarastam, everything is ultimately conscious. So it's a state where consciousness and temporary abeyance, to penetrate to that level, that fine a vibration. So he said, I shall have to ask Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu in Jarikanda, the animals, the tigers, the elephants, take Krishna Nam. And So he said, I'll have to ask Mahaprabhu. So after a fortnight, Saraswati Thakur returns, asks Babaji Maharaj for initiation. You were going to ask Mahaprabhu, and he said, I forgot to ask. And then Saraswati Thakur could understand. He said, I have some reputation in the punditry, in the scholarly world. He was known, feared, revered, and feared. When he was arguing some astrological situation with another scholar, they pointed out once that in anticipation of Saraswati Thakur annihilating that man, it was reported that they said, that gentleman, he could not check the calls of nature. You understand? So revered and feared. So this, the greatest, arguably the greatest scholar in Vaishnavism in, you know, 100 or more years, Sri Jiva Tejasthiti, like Srila Jiva Goswami, and he's approaching, you know, Siddhanta Saraswati, he's approaching Gaurakishordas Babaji Maharaj, who, by some accounts, is like functionally illiterate. So Saraswati Thakur would sometimes tell his disciple these things. He said, I think he wanted to save me from that scholarly ego to show, you feel, this is of no significance to me. And we know this is their play, their pastimes. Of course, he accepted Srila Saraswati Thakur. We've heard that Babaji Maharaj, he would say peculiar, bewildering things on their face value. Like he said once that in response to people, they want to know, how can you get Krishna Prem from him? Babaji Maharaj said, yeah, you can buy it in the market for 5 rupees. What? It's available, 5 rupees, and you can get Krishna Prem. And what he meant was these two works of Narottam Thakur, Prema Bhakti Chandrika, Partana, they were available for 5 rupees at the time. That was the cost of those books. So it was his way of saying, if you get those two works of Narottam, you have everything. But he said, oh, you can get 5 rupees, that's available on the market. It's like Krishna Bhakti Rasa. Krishna Bhakti Rasa, Kriyatam Yutamina, Tattaloyam Bhuyam Ekalam Janmakoti Sukritarnam. And Gurudev told, he said, sometimes Babaji Maharaj is so detached and renounced that if no regular food was available, he would take some Ganga mud and like you put in the cloth and sift and then get it very fine. Then he'd take that, mix in a little water, some chili, and like, don't try this at home. He's a divine personality. And his reputation, although they try to conceal, inevitably, invariably, people will discover them. But then there are those who are apt to imitate. So we know at one point Babaji Maharaj living in a hut on the banks of the Ganga. And sometimes it can be heard, some sounds of ecstasy are coming. And we're told, he is taking Krishna Nam, but Radha Bhavani Shevani, he is serving the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani in the upper world. But here, they're hearing some sounds of ecstasy. And one man thought, I'll build a hut. So, like him, I'll enter that hut. I'm taking Krishna Nam. And then sometimes he starts making sounds, wailing sounds, as he's in some loving, ecstatic condition. And Babaji Maharaj remarked, when people said, what do you think, you know, about the new Babaji in the neighborhood? And Babaji Maharaj said that, he said, if a lady enters a labor room, that means where they give birth, right, to babies. If a woman enters a labor room and she starts moaning and groaning and making all kinds of sounds, saying, does she produce a baby? She's in the labor room, she's making those sounds. Any baby comes? No. As Guru Maharaj said in telling us, he said, many other activities must have taken place before that. He said, so it's like that, imitation. Again, as Prabhupada said, he's a very humorous fellow. And avoiding bad association, particularly the Sahajyas of Navadvip. And there are some who, they're making a living by reciting the Bhagavatam and giving Bhagavatam explanations. And one such person, he thought it would be good for his Bhagavat recitation business if I can have a reading before Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. That's like people, they have reviews, you know, or like if he's trying to sell his services to someone, he can, here's the people I read for. Oh, you read for Gaur Kishore Das? Yeah. Babaji Maharaj is trying to avoid, somehow that man forced the situation and did a reading in the area of Babaji Maharaj's place. And after he packed up and went, and they roll up the mat, and Babaji Maharaj turned to his attendant and said, get some cow dung and cow urine and cleanse this place. Right. That's how you clean something you really want it to be, like Vedic clean. Get some cow dung and, you know, as if like something putrid, foul had just taken place. And the attendant, he was confused. And he thought, wait, this place is so pure. And there was just the Goshai came and gave the recitation of the Bhagavatam. And we hear in the Bhagavatam and elsewhere saying that the hearer is purified, the questioner who answers the question, the place where this transaction takes place, everything's purified. Right? And Babaji Maharaj said, you heard Bhagavatam. He said, all I heard was money, money, money. So So Guru Maharaj concludes, he's saying, what determines what an activity is its object. Not literally what happened, but what is the object, the intent, the purpose of that? Just like in the court, they want to understand, you know, criminal intent. Is there any criminal intent? That saying with regard to property is sometimes equally applied that, what is it? Motivation? No, motive is 9/10 of the law. Motive. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadyanavritam means no ulterior motive. That's the key to whether something will qualify to be bhakti or not. Or is it karma or jnana? No ulterior motive. What is the motive when shall be? To please Krishna. Just as Gurudev interpreted that one Bhagavatam verse, you know, he just put it so succinctly. You know, there's four lines, you can read the whole thing, try and understand it. And Gurudev said it in a phrase and a sentence. He said, what it's telling us is give Krishna what he wants. That's it. Give, and then he said, well, how do we know? Through Sadhu Shastra, Guru Vaishnav, reliable agents. But give Krishna what he wants. Guru Maharaj said when he came to Gaudiya Math and he heard Professor Sanyal. What is that? It's like a high-pitched sound. Oh, okay. All right. That Sanyal said, if I go to read the Bhagavatam under the order Guru and Vaishnav, then it may be devotion. If I go on my own, then it may be karma, or even worse, vikarma, something undesirable, or even aparad, offense. As in this case, we're told in the Bhagavatam itself, the object, as we mentioned before, muktirhidvanyata rupam svaropena vastiti, indicates the object is to achieve service, to serve Krishna. To use the Bhagavatam to serve ourselves is the that's aparad, that's offense. It's the antithesis of spiritual culture. Same thing for the for everything, the holy name of the, etc. Karma kanda means to impose my conception upon the higher. So he is using the Bhagavatam for his livelihood to serve his lower purpose, not offering himself in service to the Bhagavatam's higher purpose. Why did Mahaprabhu so much object to the punditry of Devananda Pandit? Because he was giving an impersonal interpretation. And you think, oh, what, that just bothers them? No, there's no possibility of service. The whole point of the book is to achieve service. If someone interprets the book in such a way as to deny that possibility, it's intolerable to the servitors, to the service inclined. And we just say service, it's, you know, it means loving transaction. There will be no loving transaction. You cannot love the sky, right? You can go, wow, if you see the sunset or something extraordinary, but you can't. It's not something you can wrap your arms around, look at it eye to eye, face to face, embrace. We understand that when it comes within this world, and this was Narada's point to Vyasa, you're making people think that this loving embrace and this loving relationship is only possible here. And the spiritual world is, you know, is sitting meditating with a smile on your face about nothing forever. Who's going to want to do that? As in Dostoevsky's Grand Inquisitor, and he says to Jesus, who can do these things besides you and some of your saint friends? Regular people can't do this. And even if they could, kaivalyam narakayate, the Vaishnava saying, how hellish, no opportunity to serve Krishna? Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. That name is so beautiful. Rishikesh, Rishika Isha, the Lord of the senses, but not just in the sense of like owner, master, but like the epitome of sensual possibility, the ultimate thing to be seen, the ultimate thing to be heard, tasted, touched, felt. That sort of ultimate reality. Narada is telling me, if you don't make it clear that Krishna is a person that can be seen, felt, heard, touched, tasted, felt, all of these things, as you can interact with another in loving exchange, then people will conclude the only possibility to express these tendencies is with the mundane. And under your guidance, what you've given, they'll regulate their lives according to religion. So, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is not preaching like a lecturer type preacher, but these remarks that he's making, they're so profound. And it gives some indication of his angle of vision and hints at the plane in which he is situated. From that plane, he's speaking into this world. How he interprets everything. Because Bhaktava Duta Murti, because he appears like an avadut. Sometimes young people, they're calling him names, making fun of him, throwing things at him. And is he becoming angry or no? And we're told, what is he saying? Oh, Krishna, it's you. Tattenu kampam susamikshamana. You're in the background of all this. You're through them. You're calling me these names and throwing things at me. Why are you teasing me like this? I'm going to report you to Mother Yashoda and she will take care of you. That's so then we understand he's situated trigunatita beyond trimodal existence in that zone. So when Srila Saraswati Thakur announced at one point of his intention to start preaching in Kolkata, Babaji Maharaj is saying, Prabhu, don't go to Kolkata. That's like the Maya zone. It's like the center of hell. Stay in the Dham. And Saraswati Thakur said, no, I... Because he said, Kalikata, Kalistan, it's the place of Kali, Kali. Right? And Saraswati Thakur said, I have so much faith in the dust of your holy lotus feet that can liberate thousands of Calcuttas. And if Calcutta is the center of hell, then what better place to establish a throne, a temple for Guru, Gauranga, and Radha Govinda? That'll be my target. So, in his one of his prayers, praising, written for the birthday of Srila Saraswati Thakur, actually, but there's a line where Guru Maharaj is describing that zone, that plane where Gaur Kishore Das, Babaji Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Saraswati Thakur live. And Braja Dhamma Bahu Bahukar Kamala Vriyanayanam Guna Manjari Gorima Guna Harivasana Vayanam. I forget the first line, but he's saying, in Brajadam, there's a kunja there. And in that realm, the internal identity, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamala Manjari, presides over this kunja. And there, Nayanamani Manjari, who's Srila Saraswati Thakur, likes to praise, sing the praises of Guna Manjari, who's Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He said, and by singing these praises with the word Guna, his name, Manjari identity, Guna means quality and Guna means thread. So he says, singing the gunas of Guna creates gunas. I mean, singing the qualities of Guna Manjari creates these spiritually conscious threads that another one, and they weave a spiritually conscious tent that Krishna likes to dwell inside. How beautiful is that? It's the poetry of Srila Guru Maharaj. And here, I like to conclude with his Sri Srimad Gaur Kishore Namaskara Dasakam. So it's 10 prayers and praise of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Guru Gurur Me Paramo Gurustvam Varenya Gauranga Ganagra Ganye Prasida Vritye Doitasvite Te Namo Namo Gaur Kishore Tubhyam Saraswati, Saraswati nama jagat prasiddham, prabhum jagatyam patitaika bandhum, tameva deva prakati chakara, namo namo gaura kishora tubhyam. Kvachit brajaranya viviktavasi, hridi brajadvandva raho vilasi, bahir viragi, Tvavaduta Veshi Namo Namo Gaura Kishora Tubhyam Kvachit Punar Gaura Vananta Vananta Chari Surapaga Tira Rajo Bihari Pavitra Kopina Karankadari Namo Namo Gaura Kishora Tubhyam Sadaharir Nama Mudaratantam Grihe grihe madhu karim atantam Namanti deva apiyam mahantam Namo namo gaura kishora tubhyam Kvachit rudantam chahasam natantam Nijesta deva pranaya bibhutam namanti gayantam alam janatvam, namo namo gaura kishora tubhyam, mahayaso bhakti vinoda bando, mahaprabhu prema sudaika sindo, aho jagannatha dayaspadendo, namo namo gaura kishora tubhyam, samapya radha vritam uttamam tvam, avapya damo dara jagaraham, gatosi radha dara sakya riddhim, namo namo gaura kishora tubhyam, vihaya sangam kulaya layanam, pragriya sevam doitanugasya, vibhasi maya pura mandirasto, namo namo gaura kishora tubhyam, sadani nagmo pyaparada panke, hyahoitukim esha kripam chajache, dayam sumudritya videhi dinam, namo namo gaura kishora tubhyam. The translation interpretation by Sripad Bhaktivinoda Sagar Maharaj. O divine master, my most venerable preceptor, you are supremely worshipable in the group of the foremost associates of Sri Gauranga. May you be gracious upon this servitor, surrendered unto your loving servitor, Doita Das, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. O Gaura Kishora, again and again I make obeisance unto you. O worshipful one, you alone revealed my Lord and Master, who is renowned throughout the universe as Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and who is the only friend of the fallen souls of the world. O Gaura Kishora, again and again I make obeisance unto you. Living in solitude at Brajadam, your heart was absorbed in the most secret pastimes of the divine youthful couple of Braja. While externally you maintained the strictures of a renunciate, and sometimes you appeared to transcend all recognized strictures, O Gaura Kishora, again and again I make obeisance unto you. Sometimes you roam about the edge of Gauravan, Sri Navadvipam, wandering along the beach near the banks of Ganga. O Gaura Kishora, who dons the holy loincloth, the coping, and carries the mendicant's water pot, again and again I make obeisance unto you. Ever singing the holy name of Sri Hari with great ecstasy and accepting alms from house to house, like Marukhari bee collecting honey from flower to flower, you are the great soul unto whom even the demigods bow to. O Gaura Kishora, again and again I make obeisance unto you. Being overwhelmed with love for your worshipable Lord, sometimes you dance, sometimes you cry, sometimes you laugh, and again you sing aloud. The people profusely offer their respects unto you. O Gaura Kishora, again and again I make obeisance unto you. O friend of the glorious Thakur Bhakti Vinod, O matchless ocean of the nectar of loving devotion from Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev, O moon that received the grace of Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Sri Jagannath, O Gaura Kishora, again and again I make obeisance unto you. Completing the great holy vow of Urjavrat, you selected the day of the awakening of Sri Damodar to achieve the cherished treasure of your internal identity as a Sakhi devoted to the service of Sri Radhika. O Gaura Kishora, again and again I make obeisance unto you. Forsaking the company of the residents of Kulia town to accept the service of your servitor, Sri Doita Das, your divine presence is now found in a holy temple at Sri Dhammayapur. O Gaura Kishora, again and again do I make obeisance unto you. Although I remain deep in the mud of offenses, I, a fallen soul, am begging for your causeless mercy. Please be gracious and deliver this soul bereft. O Gaura Kishora, again and again, I make obeisance unto you. Hare Krishna.
We have the songbook.
I
Goswami Maharaj. I may ask a question related to the
yes.
seventh verse from this Dashakam. It is from Gupta Govardhan. What are the relations between Srila Jagannathan Das Babaji Maharaj and Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj? Did they meet each other in this world?
Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he gave Babaji to Bhagwat Das Babaji. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji got Babaji based from Bhagwat Das Babaji. So that much we know. I don't know anything beyond that. But that we can understand there's a connection there. But many more details beyond that, I don't know.